Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek The Next Generation, Collateral Damage by David Mack. Based on Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation, created by Gene Roddenberry. Read by Robert Petkoff. To dreams outgrown, but never forgotten. Historian's Note: This story's prologue takes place in February 2381, a week after the end of the Borg invasion, Star Trek Destiny. The events of the main portion of this story take place in January 2387, approximately 8 weeks after the Enterprise's mission to intercept the Najamri Generation ship, Star Trek The Next Generation, Available Light, and 10 weeks after the public exposure of Section 31's crimes. Section 31, Control. Charity begins at home, but if it ends there, what good is it? Prologue, February 2381.
It's been 7 days since my world died. Since it was murdered. Cut down like a mad cur. Left to burn without a living soul to mourn its dead. Destroyed for no reason. From the top of Nausicaa's highest mountain, I look down upon a charred cinder. A blackened orb, silent and empty. A haze, the color of rotting flesh, lingers over the plains below. It matches the pallor of our once radiant skies, hidden now by a permanent blanket of brown dust and gray smoke ejected into our atmosphere by the Borg's pitiless barrage. Where I should see the city of my birth, the land of my fathers, the home of my family, all I see is a smoldering crater, its nadir still aglow with the green fires that made it. A smoky wound in the landscape. An empty space, both literally and figuratively. I want to scream, to howl out my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?